Hello, everybody. Welcome to our famous
Sound Collage.
Great to see so many friends here tonight enjoying themselves in spite of the
unwanted sound.
You are about to bear witness
to something greater than yourself.
This message for people with
collar with spikes on the inside of the collar to keep them immobile
is brought to you by
Satire,
the greatest living master of
harsh, overamplified sound.
Known over the world as a madman.
Capturing the minds of America's youth
with all this noise.
Now left.
You're taking popular culture.
Gather the various components of it and put it together in some sort of a compendium.
Where everything has a meaning, but none of it makes sense.
Started!
I wrote tech.
This is the part I've been dreading.
Toxic gases and vapors
being born.
That is smelly old.
Back passage called the rectum.
Do it loudly, but not privately.
Don't worry, it'll be quick because I want to get it over with.
Any escape of these gases is considered too dangerous to risk.
Take a whiff of these!
You can bet he's doing the buttock squeeze.
Adding another 27 pounds.
Stop shit!
Of all shapes and sizes.
These were some of the tragic
smelly droppings.
It's both chunky and liquid at the same time.
And an ass accident became
a disaster! Such a catastrophe!
For your toilet.
Where a person goes with that is something that they're going to have to deal with internally.
I said nothing at first. I just turned up my nose.
Don't be sitting there complaining about
fecal odor.
But instead spend all of your spare time alone masturbating.
As you continue your deep breathing, commit yourself right now
to pick up
these fresh
pieces of shit
with his bare hands.
These fucking things should be
kept in a special chest called an ark
and must be placed in the rubber sack
so you can use them effectively in the field of morals.
I want you to use
cleaning fluid or airplane glue and a plastic bag. An eternal high.
Be sure that French fries and hash rounds are placed upright in the bag.
And sometime he kiss you after he beat you up.
Give me a fat kiss.
Okay, then.
With a smile on their lips.
Man, what you gonna do now?
Go to your local mall with an arm full of plastic beads and ask women to show you their tits for him.
We tried, but it didn't work.
Wanna see my tits?
Oh, Mom.
His mother loves him very much.
This includes their sexual behavior.
I didn't know you felt that way.
You know, it's the only true form of safe sex.
But did you know that
simply being pushed out of bed can be life-threatening?
Watch this, man.
Get the fuck up!
He fell dead.
Hey, man, wake up.
The man died.
Abel died 4 days later from the effects of anesthesia given for removal of the electrodes.
That's so sad.
No, it isn't.
It's all poison.
What can we do about it?
Drink the evidence and hide the dick behind your head.
What am I, a microwave oven?
What's that supposed to mean? I don't get it.
Kind of hard to explain.
But here's what the Bible says.
Jesus loved me.
Rice pudding, they said.
I'd rather have Jesus than
this masturbation problem.
Jesus can appear in any form.
Like a knife, a wrench, a teacup. Or any item made to make our lives easier.
How does that image compare to some of the other Jesus images that have popped up?
Our Lord Jesus spoke about it when he said in Matthew 25:41,
I can't come back here every time you have to set the table, you know.
But if you know Jesus, you can boldly say,
let's kill everyone.
I was threatened by a Christian.
Teams of G.I. Joes sprang into action.
What they're implying here is they kicked out the Holy Spirit.
The strange part was that the donkeys were wearing boys' clothing.
There is also the chance of death.
A pentagram was carved in his chest.
I think he enjoyed it.
And he did.
Yes,
added Scarlet.
Thanks to G.I. Joe.
Thanks to recent breakthroughs in technology.
I can control objects with just my powerful thoughts.
Thank you, G.I. Joe.
Thank you, Pooh.
Thank you, Loxley Mendoza.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Stevie Wonder.
Fuck you, kid, you're a dick.
Thanks to Pizza Hut.
You could even start
drinking rudely
and drink every day.
You drunk fuck.
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
I could have fucked thin air.
I suppose there'll be some folks who'll stare and talk and sneer.
What is a pound?
Absolutely nothing.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Hey, stop that!
David, put your dick back in your pants.
After my comments about everybody's needing to keep their pants zipped,
we dedicate this number to you.
69.
Lie down, okay?
Open your mouth.
When you're satisfied that it fits, put it back in and slide it
in and out.
Slide. Out and in.
In, out.
In, out.
In and out.
In and out.
Go in and out, out, out.
And then
shoot her.
After he had shot her, he heard a mewing noise
coming from inside
my butt.
A
I guess it really is what Jesus was talking about when he said...
Then the torture.
But it does not end there.
Now, turn the record over, and we will continue on the other side.